What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Back in the Fan. Kevin Stefanski, 9 o'clock.
Kenny, they won't stop. They will not stop until Shador gets first team reps. We are not going to stop getting this from Henry Green. No excuses for the Browns trying to destroy number 12's confidence. We've never heard a team trying to lower the buzz on a quarterback, any quarterback. Fifth round DTR got first team reps. There's no team in the NFL that will tell you that number five is an NFL.
When did he get first team reps?
Henry wrote
when
it.
When he
put
started
emoji.
Against the Ravens?
Inappropriate.
Good point.
He didn't get first team reps until he started against the Ravens.
Technically first team reps. Can we do a poll? Should Shador be getting first team reps?
No, don't. No.
Can we do
no,
it?
No,
Mitch,
no.
Mitch, are you
no,
allowed to do that?
Or is, don't do it. No.
Has your
no.
boss, Keith, told you can't do that?
I'm not his boss, and I'm telling him no.
Owen, is that something we're not permitted to do?
Well, you know, I haven't heard anything about that, so I think we should be able to put that out there.
Nobody is drafting a quarterback with the intent to sabotage him or hurt his confidence. That is not possible, and it's not happening here. He will get his first team reps when he gets his first team reps, whenever that may happen. He don't need first-team reps right now.
I mean, they must have told Shador, because Shador basically told his dad. We played the audio yesterday from Deion Sanders in his sit-down. He relayed the story that Shador told him, don't even bother coming to see me. I got to earn those reps.
Well, he will earn the reps.
So
he will earn the reps.
So what we're saying is he has not earned them yet.
Not yet, no.
They don't have a spare rep to go around. They can't... Spare a rep.
You can't spare a square. You can't spare a rep. No.
Please, sir.
Can I have one rep, please?
There was a video of him.
Shador.
There was a video of him.
Little crutch.
No, the other quarterback's tiny.
I don't know if you saw the clip of him talking to Miles, though, when he's like talking about a rep. And he's like, what? That defensive end? Like, it was like, oh, God. Come on, man.
Mitch put it up?
They're calling in. Here we go.
I mean, one rep, they can't get one. Don't we want to see Shador with a rep?
You guys just demand to be entertained. God, after Kevin is the live press conference at 9:20 or at 9 o'clock, Lyman's going to go hog wild at 9:20. Because I know how you guys all think. And, man, hearing the way that James Rapide and Ken Wyman just dumped on poor Dylan Gabriel. And he's just not an NFL quarterback. Just so flippantly, he's not an NFL quarterback. But they're trying to do right. You could say you don't trust him, but man, it's not like they're not trying to do right by Shador Sanders. If you don't trust him, hey man, they've had 6 years or going into year six. It's been an up and down mixed bag. There's been things that have been totally nonsensical. Yeah, man, I can't say I trust him that much either. I don't trust him that much either. But they're not going out of their way to mess up Shador Sanders, for crying out loud. Dave in Cleveland, hello.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
Hi, Dave.
Okay, I just want to say, are we seriously going to keep on joking around with this situation with this senior citizen quarterback this midget quarterback that we got.
You can't say the second thing, okay? Joe Flacco a senior citizen, Dave, that's a cheap shot, but we'll allow it. You can't say the other thing.
Okay, well, I mean, I just want to keep it real, okay? Can I keep it real?
Saying that other term, yeah. Yeah, you can say. Yeah,
okay, well. Are we going to keep on playing around with this situation here? I mean, it's like the Browns don't know how to organize anything. Can we get somebody here to know how to organize a team? Let's start with the general manager.
No, they're doing this thing now. You guys have the thing. Hold on, Dave.
All I want to know is first team reps. Can he get some?
I think he should get first team reps. Why not?
There's a vote for.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
There it is. First team reps. That's one vote.
Why do you want him to have first team reps?
First of all, I mean, it, just like you said, DTR. He didn't get first team reps until he faced the Ravens. And that's because he wasn't ready. I mean, he needed to get.
Because he was never very good.
I mean, they drafted him. Evidently, they thought he was. Just like they drafted Gable.
Yeah.
Dave's got a point.
The Eagles are raving about DTR, by the way.
They wasted those preseason first team reps on Josh Dobbs. And where did he start that year? Not in Cleveland.
Yeah. Again, they drafted him too. So, I mean, so can we get somebody to evaluate talent then?
You can question whether or not they know how to evaluate talent, but why does he need first team reps already within a week of practice?
I mean, so he can be ready.
No.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
True. No. If he ain't ready to handle first team reps, he ain't going to be ready. He'll eventually get him. No.
So when do you give him first team reps?
When he's ready.
When is he going to be ready?
I don't know. That's a question that they have to answer. I don't get to see him in practice every day. Okay, he's listening. Dave's listening to himself on the radio. I can hear in the background.
D-Pizzy says they don't want Sanders to succeed because it'll look bad on Barry if the third round pick is a flop and Sanders succeeds. What do you think of that?
Doesn't it look bad on Barry if the fourth round pick DeJuan Jones is great and the first round pick was a flop? Oh, wait. No, you still get credit for drafting those guys, right? Champions pose. Jack and Lorraine, you're next up on the fan.
Thanks, guys. Real quick, I think Sanders
should he get first team reps? Should Sanders get first team reps?
I was just saying that. Yes, he should get first team reps.
No, not yet.
He said yes.
Right? What? If it's a competition, it has to be equal.
It's not a competition. It's clearly not a competition. And also, Jack, can I just say, it's completely ridiculous for me to say, can I share this with you? Because I just have to admit I'm wrong on something that I just argued with you about. Okay, Jack? I just have to admit this. I'm wrong because I'm arguing that he shouldn't get first team reps when I don't know whether or not he deserves them or not. You guys don't know whether he deserves them. I don't know whether he doesn't deserve them. That's why this is such a stupid thing to bring up, Tone. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, and back to the Arch Manning thing. I agree with Haslam. I think he's going to stay 2 years. But if he does come out after this season, the Saints are going to be the worst team in the league, and he's going to play for his granddaddy's team. The Mannings will never let him play for the Browns. He'll definitely stay 2 years if the Browns draft him.
Oh, come on.
I actually disagree, and I have a theory behind it, but I'm not going to share it yet.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Jack. Dan in Amherst. Dan, hello.
Hey, guys. Haven't talked to you for a minute, but the whole, are we really talking about Arch Manning and possibly 2 years for the Browns?
We're talking about all of it, man.
It's the first
we're
question.
We're talking about all of it, man.
I hear you,
it's
brother.
It's all going on.
I just wanted to comment. You know, if he's going to get it's going to work itself out. If he's good enough to get first-team reps, it's going to happen. There's no reason to push it now. But I had a bone to pick. I was watching the national media. I'm not going to say who, but the whole premise that Dillon Gabriel, being a third-round draft pick, needs to succeed over Shedeur Sanders because he's a fifth-round draft pick so that the front office can save face. That is such a ridiculous premise.
It is.
And
yes.
The reason I say that is, could you really see the Browns cut Shedeur Sanders, another team picking him up, and he pulls a Baker Mayfield?
I could see him having success somewhere else. That's why I don't think they're going to cut either of them. Well, that's part of the reason. I think they're going to give equal chances here eventually, but I don't think
I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you, and I don't see any front office wanting to save face in that manner. We took him in the fifth. Who cares? If the dude's a winner, he's a winner.
Dan,
and that's all there is to it.
Dan, thank you very much for the call.
The
coming
poll
up at 9.
Right now.
No, I'm
the
not.
Poll
no. You said it. I'm done.
Kenny is out the door. Don't forget, we got Kevin Stefanski coming up in less than
in the door.
7 minutes. In 7 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.